Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska. We're glad to be your hosts. Reminding you, the Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for your agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much more from South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and in fact, nationwide. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read since 1963.
And the Days of 76 is coming up in Deadwood, South Dakota. This is the 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood. It runs July 23rd through the 29th. 19 times, Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping, July 23rd. Rodeo performances, July 26th through 29th. Parades, Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23 through 29. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
If you have not stopped by yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, you need to make it a point to get by there. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, or call 605-642-5884 to make an appointment. Great store, fabulous antiques, and great seasoned dealers is what makes yesterday's Antiques the store for you. And Kim, what are you going to share with us today?
Well, I've got something called The Old Paths. It's by Glenn, well, no, it's from Glenn Zerbitz of Newcastle. Now, I don't believe he wrote this, but he did send it in. So it's called The Old Paths. What do you got?
I was going to share something about an old school.
Well, there we go. I liked the old paths where moms were at home, dads were at work, brothers went into the army, and sisters got married before having children. Crime did not pay. Hard work did, and people knew the difference. Moms could cook. Dads would work, children would behave. Husbands were loving, wives were supportive, and children were polite. Women wore the jewelry and men wore the pants, so they thought. God was always first in the house. Women looked like ladies, men looked like gentlemen, and children looked decent and knew what happened when you broke the rules. People loved the truth and hated a lie. Deals were made with a handshake. They came to church to get in, not get out. Hymns sounded godly. Sermons sounded helpful. Rejoicing sounded normal, and crying sounded sincere. Cursing was wicked. Drugs were for illness. The flag was honored. America was beautiful, and God was welcome. We read the Bible in public, prayed in school daily, and preached from house to house. To be called an American was worth dying for. To be called an American was worth living for. To be called a traitor was a shame. I still like the old paths best. Again, Glenn sent that to us, and thanks so much for doing that.
I'm going to share something today that was written by a North Central Nebraska cowgirl, Janet Parkhurst, back in September of 1996. And this is kind of the season for alumni reunions and those. And so this is kind of appropriate for the month of July, called The Old School. I happened by the old school just the other day. Crinkled leaves upon the wind slowed my hurried way. I floated back in time as I watched the trees undress. Pictures of the past crept in that time had long suppressed. Just an old brick building, but oh, so tall and grand. There at the door, I first let go of my mother's hand. The brassy doorknob shiny smooth against my fingers. The creaking door, the smell, the magic, it still lingers there. The oaken stairway, grooved by years of jaunty steps, led me to the classroom Miss O'Keefe so neatly kept. There in the basement, we beginners sat in rows. Seeds of knowledge were sprouted that she so gently sowed. Sprouts then budded as we from room to room advanced. Teachers, classmates, happenings across our hearts have danced, shaping, forming, molding, as till we burst forth in the sun. All so much a part of the leaves we've now become. And so there I stood amongst the old school ghosts. Had I used the lessons learned for what really mattered most? For those like Miss O'Keefe taught far more than ABCs, kindness, love, respect, how to dance upon the breeze. All too soon spring turns to summer, green begins to fade. Turning into gold, our lives, like leaves, are made. Tarry not, my friend, to keep the golden rule. Important are the lessons learned at the old school. And again, that was from Janet Parkhurst out of Cody, Nebraska area.
We're going to leave today with this. You will never find time for anything. If you want time, you must make it.
If you have items to share on The Good Stuff, please send those to Kim H. Burge, at gmail.com. We'll take a look at those, and one day you might hear them right here on The Good Stuff.